From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump's decision to reverse a policy of separating immigrant families coming across the U.S. southern border came into the wake of a political firestorm this week. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone reports.
President Trump center stage at a political rally in Minnesota, vowing to make immigration a central issue in this year's congressional election campaign.
If you want to create a humane, lawful system of immigration, then you need to retire the Democrats and elect Republicans to finally secure our borders.
Just hours earlier, the president reversed his controversial policy of separating children from their parents. Trump backed away from the separation policy after an outcry around the country that included protests. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
Indian officials say five female charity workers were abducted and gang raped at gunpoint by a group of men in a remote eastern tribal district. Global Spotlight focused on India's rape culture in 2012 when a woman was gang raped and murdered on a New Delhi bus, sparking angry protest. In 2016, 40,000 rapes were reported in India, a 60% increase since 2012. North and South Korean officials met today for talks on resuming reunions of families divided by the Korean War. This comes as the rivals boost reconciliation amid a diplomatic push to resolve the North Korean nuclear crisis. The North's Kim Jong-un and the South's Moon Jae-in met in April. This is VOA News. Turkey has announced it will be imposing tariffs on $1.8 billion worth of U.S.-made goods in retaliation for President Trump's tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. World Trade Organization says Turkey's tariffs will amount to more than $266 million on products such as cars, coal, and paper. Turkey's state-run news agency says that authorities have arrested 14 suspected Islamic State members who were preparing for an attack on this weekend's elections. Voters will be going to the polls Sunday to choose members of parliament and a president. Presidential candidate Muharrem İnce spoke to supporters to energize the opposition ahead of the voting, and he spoke a great deal about President Recep Tayyip Erdogan. After 16 years, you cannot name one person he's friends with. Erdogan is not a tired man. He's an unexcited man. He is looking down on people. He is an arrogant man. Let's say Erdogan remains the favorite to win another term in office, even if İnce forces a runoff. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says the transatlantic alliance remains strong despite differences with President Trump. Speaking in Britain, Stoltenberg said while Mr. Trump and European nations differ on policy, they continue to act on issues such as terrorism, cyber warfare, and other defense issues.
I'm absolutely certain that at the summit we'll make new decisions on how United States, Canada, and Europe can do more together.
Stoltenberg says NATO has been disturbed by President Trump's America First stance, his characterization of NATO as obsolete, and his recent criticisms of U.S. allies at the G7 summit in Canada. Medical tests confirming now another U.S. worker got sick following mysterious incidents in Cuba. AP's Ed Donahue reporting.
In all, 25 people, workers at the U.S. Embassy in Havana, have been affected. The latest case, a worker, a diplomat, recently evacuated from Cuba after reporting symptoms. The original cases were reported in August of last year.
We still don't know to this date what is causing it and who is responsible.
Heather Nauert at the State Department says this has spread to China.
With regard to China, there's an investigation also underway.
A worker at a U.S. consulate in China was confirmed to have been affected. The confirmed Cuba patients have been found to have a range of symptoms and diagnoses, including concussions. Cuba has strongly denied involvement or knowledge. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And I'm Steve Norman, also in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
Ooh, yeah, my mind. voice of America.
Hello, everybody. Welcome again to your super show, The African Beat on the Voice of America. From our studio here in Washington, D.C., I am David Vanney. Hot rocking sounds from across the African continent will be coming to you again, so stay close and make sure you don't go away. Today, the African beat will make it really hot as we start off from Ghana with the Black Suede and Take Control. And right after that, the response by Tommy T of Ethiopia and Turn Me On by the Black Coffee of South Africa. The African beat takes it to the top right now with Take Control by the Black Suede of Ghana. Let's get it on.
What's up, ladies? What you doing tonight? I got something for y'all. Black Suede.
Maybe they will. Baby,
Voice of America.
Turn Me On by Black Coffee of South Africa. Before that, Take Control by the Black Suite of Ghana. You are listening to your super show, The African Beat on The Voice of America. And I'm David Van Der Heer in Washington.
The Voice of America.
And now let's take this one. I am Jennifer from Nigeria. I want to let you know that I listen to your program on the radio with members of my family, and we all love it. It gives me reason to love Africa all the more. Do you know what, David? I love Africa because of its rich cultural heritage, especially from my country, Nigeria. You guys in VOA are doing a nice job, and you are just too much. Keep it up. I am truly Nigerian, proudly African, and I love to be listening to you every day. This is from Jennifer in Nigeria. Thank you so much, Jennifer, as I'll play the next piece of music, which comes from Kenya, and it says What Makes You by Sila and the Afrofunk of Kenya. And right after that, Stuck on You by Bosque Banks of Sierra Leone. I love this, it's hot. And then Annabella by Demission of Zambia. But first, What Makes You by Sila and the Afrofunk from Kenya. Let's get it on.
Speak the truth. I be the truth. I leave the I drew, you know, it's not only something I see. I know you cry, you know.
Annabella by Domitian of Zambia, and before that, Stuck on You by Bosco Banks of Sierra Leone, and What Makes You by the NAACP Award winner for 2010, Sila and the Afrofunk, and he's got the best world music album. I'll be right back. Stay tuned. I'm David Vandy here in Washington.
The African Beat, with music of Africa. From the Voice of America, we love it.
You love it? We love you, and so we want to keep hearing from you. If you have any comments about our show, contact us by email on africanbeat@voanews.com. africanbeat@voanews.com. Tell us what you think about the show. If you have a request, you can call us in the United States on 202-205-9942. And when you hear the Voice of America identification, you press 65 and leave your message. Now let's take some more emails. Hello, David. I am Ogunyale Awale from Nigeria. I do regularly listen and enjoy your program. Please, I would like you to send me some nice VOA goodies, all right? I'll greatly appreciate it. And let's take another email now from the African Beat email file, which says, Hi, David. My name is Maliki Sise. I'm a Sierra Leonean living in Ghana. I enjoy listening to your program every weekday, David, and I love it so much. So you keep up the good work. Maliki Sise, a Sierra Leonean in Ghana. And finally, this email says, I am a regular listener to the favorite music show of Africa, The African Beat on the Voice of America. This makes every evening a refreshing hour, 9 to 10 p.m. Nigerian time in my home. I can see that you guys have got rid of the barrier, differences and boundaries to give us a universal listening pleasure of assorted music beat from Africa. I love it. This is from Mboli from Jalingo to Taraba State in Nigeria. Well, thank you so much all for writing, and now let's get back to music. This is Pomporo by Timaya, one of my great stars from Nigeria, and right after that, Choo Choo Choo by J.I. of Tanzania, and Coupe de Calais by Mulaye Jaradi Bamana of Mali. But first, let's take this beautiful tune by Timaya, Pomporo of Nigeria.
Everybody wanna dance with Timaya.
Oh, yeah.
Dance with him, you're dancing.
Oh,
everybody wanna dance with Timaya. Pick it up, stop.
Wanna get me down.
You are back again.
Sometimes I get down, like you niggas wanna do right now. Everybody wanna dance. Move your body to the beat and feel the beat.
Le mani est un pays qui est très riche à travers de la musique africaine qu'on appelle le folklore.
By Mulaye Jaradi Bamana of Mali, and before that, Choo Choo Choo by J.I. of Tanzania, and Pomporo by Timaya of Nigeria. You are listening to The African Beat on The Voice of America, and I'm David Vande in Washington, pushing and pulling the records. Always remember that the power of the beat is in the African beat. And if somebody asks you, hey, where do you listen to the best African music on the airwaves? Don't hesitate. Just say The African Beat on The Voice of America. I'll be right back.
The lyrics could be French,
English,
Portuguese,
Bantu,
Arabic, etc.
It is the beat.
The African beat that counts.
The beat does all the translations.
It cuts across all languages and gives us the understanding that this is the African beat.
It is so distinct
and adhesive.
It binds us together.
African Beat on The Voice of America. Mondays through Fridays, 0900 and 2000 Universal Time.
With David Bandy.
This is the African Beat, where the music sounds so sweet that it makes you move your two feet. African Beat. It brings out the you in you, and that's so true.
Welcome back. The African beat. Fatima is going to be our next track. If you call Fatima and you are there, this is beautiful. I love it. It's done for us by Kenan of Somalia. And right after that, Wipolo by George Okudi of Uganda. And Country Boy by Yusundu of Senegal. But first, let's enjoy this Fatima song that I love so much by Kenan of Somalia.
Taste and devour. We rise early, pace up the hour. Streets is bustling, hustling, they harder. You can't have the sweet with no sour. Spices, herbs, sweet scent of flower. She came out precisely the hour. Clouds disappear, the sun shows the power. No chance of a probable shower. I fell in love with my neighbor's daughter. I wanted to protect and support her. Never mind, I'm just 12 and a quarter. I had dreams beyond our border. Is it true? Say all you need is just love. Is it true? What about those who have love? Only to find that it's taken away. And why do they say that the children have rights to be free? To be free. What about those who I've known? Whose memory still lives inside of me? Fatima, what did the young man say before he stole you away? On that fateful day, Fatima. Lessons. I ask God to slow down the seconds. He does the opposite, that's what I'm guessing. I better chill and count my own blessings. Fatima, Fatima, what is the matter? How come you ain't come up the ladder? So we can be like there's no tomorrow. Then you gon' make me wait till tomorrow. She spoke Arabic and Swahili. She'd say Upendo unto Habibi. You so bright, you shine like my TV. Then one day she never came to meet me. Is it true when they say all you need is just love? Is it true? What about those who have love? Only to find that it's taken away. And why do they say that the children have rights to be free? To be free. What about those who I've known? Whose memory still lives inside of me? Fatima, what did the young man say before he stole you away? On that fateful day, Fatima. Fatima, did he know your name? Or the plans we made to go to New York City, Fatima. Beholder, how come everyone hushed when she walked by? How come girls would look just to scold her? How come the angel wanted to hold her? Fatima, Fatima, I'm in America. I make rhymes and I make them delicate. You would've liked the parks in Connecticut. You would've said I'm working too hard again. Damn you, shooter, damn you, the building. Whose walls hid the blood she was spilling? Damn you, country, so good at killing. Damn you, feeling for persevering. Is it true when they say all you need is just love? Is it true? What about those who have love? Only to find that it's taken away. And why do they say that the children have rights to be free? To be free. What about those who I've known? Whose memory still lives inside of me? Fatima, what did the gunman say before he took you away? On that fateful day, Fatima. Fatima, shed a tear, 'cause this here, it's a celebration. We're not mourning,
house of the Lord.
Yes, I must have anointing in the house of the Lord.
Here there's anointing,
anointing
in the house
of the great King.
There is power,
power
in the house
of the great King.
There is dancing,
dancing
in the house
of the great King.
Come on, there is dancing,
dancing
in the house
of the great King.
Oh, we are jumping,
jumping
in the house
of the great King.
Oh, we are jumping,
jumping.
Country Boy by Youssou N'Dour of Senegal, and before that, Wipolo by George Okudi of Uganda, and Fatima by Kenan of Somalia. With all of this, I want to thank you again today for accepting me in your homes, in your cars, on the streets, wherever you are, listening to the African Beat on the Voice of America. I am David Vandy here in Washington, saying bye-bye.
African beats.
Africa.
Africa.
Voice of America.
America.
When you hear the sound,
Africa is my homeland.
African beat on the Voice of America.
I love you.